Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show this morning, 7 a.m. We are here in our virtual studio, so I welcome you if this is your absolute first time for tuning in to the Lalisa Williams Show. Let me be the very first to welcome you to the broadcast today. You know, it's a wonderful time of year, October, a lot going on for the month of October. I think October has always been special for me because it leads into November, which happens to be my birthday. And there are times when my birthday is very, very close to Election Day. I was born just 2 days outside of Election Day. So Election Day is very, very special to me. And this year, I think, is the most special Election Day ever. For this year is the first year that I've been this involved in the campaign. This is the absolute first year in my entire life that I've been this involved, engaged in the campaign. And I've been doing radio now since 2005. I started doing radio in 2005, or should I say more around 2004. I did my very first radio show on the internet, and I did that for a couple of months. Just did a show, tried to do something once a month, and then I stopped for a little while and went to the AM dial with Harvest Radio, was there for close to 3 years, then left there and moved back to internet radio in here with Blog Talk Radio. So that's a good 5, 6, 7, 8 years. 8 years of being in radio, doing radio. I've had some wonderful, wonderful discussions. I've interviewed some awesome people. I've gotten an opportunity to tell people about everything from how to go back to college, how to help your kids get into college, all the way to a topic like I'm doing today, my very first topic on this subject. So I'm very, very, very excited about this topic. And the topic today is, in case you didn't get a chance to see on Facebook, my topic this morning is debate talk. And I want people to call in and want to have a real discussion about this year's debate. Well, the debate, we just, for many of you, if you got a chance to watch it on yesterday evening, I know I certainly got a chance to watch. I'm so happy it was on Tuesday and not Wednesday. Last time it was on Wednesday, I had to let my class go early so that we could get home in time. But even Tuesday, I was doing a training session, and we did cut it a little short so that we could both get home in time to really engage and to see what's happening. Now, the debate, you know, was very interesting, so hopefully you watched it. But I want to talk about a portion of the debate discussion, and that is the economy. I want to talk for a minute about the economy and jobs. In other words, what is the state of our jobs? What are we doing here as it relates to our job? Even when it comes to, will there, you know, the jobs, are they leaving? Are they going? Are they increasing? Are they growing? What's happening? Are they leaving? Are they going? Are they increasing? Are they growing? What's happening with our jobs? And the way I see it is that there have been more jobs created through entrepreneurship that I really feel, and that's one of the reasons I want to do the show this morning, I really feel that there wasn't enough talk about the jobs that have been created via entrepreneurship. I remember in 2009 when we really began to start to feel this horrible, horrible recession, and there were some issues with real estate, and many people had, the real estate market was drying up, and a lot of people were foreclosing, losing their homes. And I just remember that so many people began to start their own businesses, whether it be through an MLM. And a lot of people started their business that way. Now, I realize that because I don't know if they're able to track multi-level marketing, network marketing, but MLM stands for multi-level marketing, businesses like your Avon, businesses like Mary Kay, businesses like Sophia, Leah Sophia, Tracy Lynn. And one of my favorites was Artist International. I don't know, Prepaid Legal, you can do Primerica, I'm sure they have a different name by now, I just can't recall it. But any, you know, I guess because those individuals don't always pay taxes, that somehow their businesses are not counted, almost like the drug dealer. The drug dealers are working, but they don't get counted in the employment. When you are a drug dealer, our government does not count you in that statistics in the United States. You are not counted. Yet the drug dealer is sometimes living a much better life than the average middle-class person, and certainly living as well as the middle-class person. But the drug dealer does not get counted in unemployment, in employment. So in actuality, if you were to count them, the unemployment would be higher. I mean, the unemployment would be lower. But likewise, I'm thinking that these MLMers are also not counted because they don't pay, a lot of them don't pay taxes the way that traditional business that has to actually, when you have to go and file a document to say that you are on, you're incorporating your business, whether it's an LLC, whether you are a traditional corporation, an S corporation, a partnership, a master limited partnership, whether you're a sole proprietor, whatever type of business formation that you do, you could be a franchise, you have to go and let the government know you're starting a business. But I suspect that because MLM does not have to do that, that those numbers are not counted. So what I'm suggesting here, as we talk, debate, as we debate whether our country is doing better, whether we'll be better off with a different leader, whether we want to support the leader that is currently in office for another 4 years, I'm saying let's look at everything, not just one thing, not just looking at, well, we've done so horrible. No, let's also look at how overall everyone is doing. And so and the other point that I wanted to make about the debate talk is when it is stated that and there's been an increase of, say, 15 million people added to the food stamp roll, 15 million people, let's see who that 15 million is first before we begin to say that it's such a result of the recession. Yes, of course, overall the recession led to it because some people capitalized on the recession, and I can remember commercials going out literally begging people to come get food stamps. It was a commercial. All commercials beg. So here's a commercial telling people that you're eligible. Even and the woman, I remember the woman called in and said, it was a radio commercial I was listening to, and she said, I'm eligible even if I have a job? They were like, yeah. She says, I'm eligible even if I have a car? So when you hear that, okay, the role of food stamps have grown, you know, by 15 million people now, from 32 million to 47 million. And you start thinking, okay, all these people, that's so horrible. They're on welfare. They're getting food stamps. Well, not all the people who are getting food stamps are on welfare. That's why you notice they didn't say the welfare role. They never said the welfare role increased. They only mentioned that food stamp, people on food stamps have increased. So when we say debate talk, we're talking about, let's look at, in terms of jobs, that's what we're talking about this morning, in terms of our economy, in terms of the people that are considered unemployed, people that are considered out of work, or, again, the people on food stamps. You're looking at a huge difference in unemployment rate when you start talking about the amount of people who filed a jobless claim, especially in 2009, and those who filed in 2009, 2010, because I specifically remember working very, very hard to encourage people who were unemployed to start businesses such as Mary Kay, Avon, Pampered Chef. There's a ton of MLMs that people started, and some of them did very well. I know a group of people who came to New Jersey and all around the country. So much they did so well that they had a radio show, and many of them were the guests right here on this show about 2 months ago. But these individuals did so well, and they took thousands and thousands of people off of unemployment through their multi-level marketing company. So much so that they started a TV show on Centric entitled "The Some Kind of a Millionaire," the Everyday Millionaire or something like that. And they were here on they were on this broadcast talking, all 10 of them. So I don't know if the unemployment numbers in terms of over the past 4 years are totally, they're probably accurate, but they don't paint the whole picture if we look at the MLM. Okay, and again, I believe that the MLMs, that's the multi-level marketing people, I don't believe they're as counted because of taxes. I don't think they pay taxes the same way, or they're not registered like a traditional business would be registered. Because for most of these network marketing companies, all you have to do is, you know, go to some website, sign up, pay some fee, and basically you consider yourself a business owner, and you're making a lot of money. And not only that, I happen to know that MLMs put a lot of money into the economy through their purchases. Every single person who purchases an MLM package. And so I just wanted to bring that to the public's attention and to the voters when it's mentioned that people in the middle class are doing so much worse. Well, what about that group of the middle class? What about all those people who lost their jobs or what have you, who weren't working? Because a lot of those network marketing companies, that's who they target for their client. There was a Compass. There's, again, Artist International, Mary Kay, Avon. All of these companies grew over the past 4 years, all right? And they took a lot of people out of the poverty, or they took them definitely from low class, certainly to middle class, very, 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 a lot of them, and gave them new skills. A lot of them got training. Hotels were rented. I remember in 2009, 2010, you could almost not get a meeting room in any hotel in the state of New Jersey because someone from Artist International, that's the company that sells that ladies' garment and the drink that people would drink, that they had almost every hotel in New Jersey sold up. Okay, and probably the same in Atlanta and Houston, which were their two big cities. Probably Vegas as well, that's where their headquarters was. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know why when it comes to the economy and unemployment and employment, I don't know why this isn't mentioned, but I'm mentioning it. So maybe they wanted me to get a chance to mention it. So that's why I am mentioning it. And you can agree or disagree. If you have a comment, please type it in the chat room. Today I wanted to do the show talking about debate talk, and that's what I want to debate about, is about all of our economy and the part that multi-level marketing plays, and I want to know where the lobbyists are for the multi-level marketing people. Because this country has a lot, and the growth of the small business, the growth of small businesses over the past 4 years has probably been at its highest, certainly for women. The statistics have been very high for women who start their own business over this past 4 years. And I heard Dr. Dennis Kimbrough and others who are, you know, master business strategists, they have said that more millionaires are created during a recession. So over these past 4 years, many people who were laid off started their own businesses. At least a quarter of those people started their own business, and the numbers are probably higher. Okay, so one thing I can definitely say about the past 4 years, jobs may not, and that's in a sense creating a job, because we've done shows on here. Some of you who listen, you know, every day or every week at least, you know, we've done shows on here where we've encouraged people, take yourself off of unemployment by hiring yourself, by starting your own business. Again, whether it's Avon, Mary Kay, Organo Gold, traditional Amway, five links. I remember in 2009 and 2010, they had flyers everywhere. Every time we went into a hotel, because at that time I was with Artists International, whenever we went into a hotel to do any type of seminar, there was five links was right next to us. So, you know, that's a lot of job. I want to see those numbers. I want to know where the lobbyists are who know about this information, and why aren't they feeding this information to the president so that that information can go into his record in terms of jobs created. Because there are some network marketing people who I know personally who have touted making $5,000 a week. Hello? A week. I met a woman through Avon the other day. Well, no, about 2 months ago. She makes $75,000 a month. Per month. She showed us her paycheck. When we got involved with artists, a woman showed her paycheck per month, $15,000. So, you know, and these individuals have very, very huge downlines. That means they have a lot of people who work under them. That means all those people are employed. And I want to know how that fits into the statistics in terms of job growth, because there was certainly a spur in that type of business ownership and that small business ownership right there. That's at the heart of small business ownership. So when we look at the economy and when we hear things like, you know, it's so bad, people are so worse off, I just don't know if I can go all the way and believe that, because I know I'm at the unemployment offices, and I know that a lot of those network marketing companies, when they recruit people to work for them, they go to the unemployment office. I've seen those individuals. So, you know, I wanted the reason I weighed in on the debate thing today is because, number one, first and foremost, I'm a political science major, so I have an interest. But I have an interest even if it wasn't for that. But I have somewhat of a different kind of an interest, since this is what I studied in school, and it's exciting, it's important, and, you know, you love it when you can put your degree to work. This is the first time since I got that degree in 1997 that I'm able to put it to this much use. I think this has been the most exciting, one of the most exciting campaigns that we've ever had, and it's so polarized. So that's another thing that makes it interesting. And then we have Twitter and we have Facebook where people can make comments. We've never had that with any other. Well, we had a little bit to 2004, but, you know, Twitter just came out in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. Facebook has been around a lot longer, but, you know, people weren't really using it to tweet, and people were just posting some pictures. I go to this college, you go to that college, you know, when did you graduate, what's your major? When people first started, when first started out with Facebook, but certainly not like today. Facebook is awake 24 hours a day. You can go on Facebook 24 hours a day and talk to somebody, okay, and have a conversation and a discussion with people 24 hours a day. So we've never seen a time like this before. And who knows? what we'll see in the future years. But what I'm excited about the debate, why I'm so excited about it, willing to come on the air on my radio show. And so if it's your first time listening, we welcome you. We're here every morning at 7 a.m. Not every morning, but most mornings, but we'll start to do every show at 7 a.m. We want to get in early. We want to get you some motivation, get you empowered as you go on these jobs, as you go and run your business. You're going to hear on Tuesday mornings we do the Book by Book Success Project, where we discuss another author's book, but these are positive books, and have these books or the authors are positive. And then that's my co-host for that day is Professor Terry Benjamin. Also, we're going to be doing other talks about our upcoming conferences. We have several conferences, seminars, and summits. So we don't just do the radio to empower you, which is one way that we can reach people all over the world. But the other thing is we actually do live conferences and workshops in cities around the country. We just came back from Ohio. We will be going back to Virginia Beach. We were in Virginia Beach in September with a women's leadership conference. We're going back to Virginia in January. We have talks about going to Tennessee. And I was on the phone yesterday with a woman from North Carolina. We will be going to North Carolina to do our women's empowerment and women's in leadership. So, yes, I absolutely, when it comes to women, we know, we're excited, so I'm glad to hear a lot of the debate discussion. I'm glad to hear that some of it was turned toward what are we going to do for women, because that's very, very exciting. And women, we want to grow our business. First of all, women, a few things we want to do as women. We want to get our health together. We want to live better and live longer. That's number one. Number two, we want to be able to get knowledge. So we want to be able to go to college. We want to get our education. And then we want to be able to start businesses, no matter how small. We want to be able to, so we want business knowledge. We want business knowledge. We also want to be able to have great relationships. We don't want to be involved in domestic violence. We want to be, you know, we want to love and we want to be loved, so to speak. But we definitely don't want domestic violence. And as women, we also, so we got our health, we got our education, we got our knowledge. Oh, we want our relationships, we want our finances. But as women, we want to have a stronger financial future. And I think the education and the business startups will help us do that. In America, if we don't push our agenda, you're going to see women from India and other countries, Germany, you're going to see these women in Africa and other countries, you're going to see them begin to rise up and take off, and we'll never be able to catch up. So that's why I wanted to do the broadcast today, the topic, debate, talk. We need to be talking. We don't need to put our head in the sand and say, well, I don't like politics and, you know, this isn't for me. It is for you. Women, it's for you. Teenagers, it's for you. When you hear them talk about college and teachers, that affects our youth. When you hear them talk about clean air and all these things, that's for our youth. So youth, you need to be listening. Adults, you need to be listening. It affects us, okay? The finances, when it comes to jobs, when it comes to banks giving out loans, when it comes to mortgages, helping us to save our mortgages, when it comes to helping us pay down our student debt. And if you're in the chat room, yes, you've probably just lost us, because we do lose power in the chat room right at 7:30, but you can go back and listen to the archives. So that's our debate talk for the day. Check your facts. Make sure that you recognize what, as my mother used to say, what's really going on? So what's really going on is that there have been a lot of people who have started their own businesses through network marketing, multi-level marketing, that has added to our economy. These are individuals that have been able to move from the just above the poverty level to middle class. Some have even been moved into to the wealthy, because I know some that have made $1 million a year consistently since 2009, and that was a result of this recession, because most of those individuals, had they not been squeezed out of the traditional marketplace, they would have never started their own network marketing businesses, or they would have not had worked as hard in their business. So as it relates to the unemployment, there is, and for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, you're looking for a job, there is a job fair today. In Hudson County, there's a job fair today in Hudson County. You can go online and look it up. Just type in New Jersey job fairs, and there's a website that will come up. There are some of you, there will be a job fair on the 30th at Essex County College from 1 to 4 p.m. on the 30th of October. So the economy, there are jobs. As a matter of fact, there's 3 million jobs that's been available for the past 4 or 5 years. But a lot of people are not ready to get those jobs. They're not equipped to get those jobs because they don't have the training. So that's why companies like Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is my company, that's why we're in the training business, to make sure that this does not persist, that we will never have a situation where we have 3 million jobs, but we have 23 million people who are unemployed. I talked about this before on another show because we were talking about business ownership. But the reason why people don't have those jobs, they need the training. And we need more training companies, and that's why I'm training trainers. And you can train people in whatever field. I have a good friend, Miss Olivia, down in Atlanta, Georgia. She and I talked about this extensively, and she also started her own training business. And she does all types of computer training and to get people right now. I used to talk to her almost every day when we were in the planning stages. Now I can't hardly get a hold of her because she's training almost 24 hours a day. She's down in Atlanta, Georgia. She was a training specialist, a CIS major. She has her master's degree. She worked on a college campus, and she took and started her own training business, and she has been, and it didn't take her 3 months to be successful, because that's how important training is right now. There are 3 million jobs available right now, but people can't get them because they don't have the training to do the job. And so that's our broadcast for today. I thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful, successful day. Take this information, share it with others. Let them know that there are jobs. People need to be trained. The economy is coming back, and we're excited about it. People are starting businesses more than ever before, and during this time of recession, the middle class is growing, and our economy is starting to show it. So have a wonderful day. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday morning. I will be excited. I'm excited now. Connect with us on Facebook. Tell a friend about the broadcast. Do your part. We'll do our part. And we'll all get to the top together.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.